The First Civilizations. Over time, some new Stone Age societies grew into civilizations. A civilization is a society that has cities, a central government run by official leaders, and workers who specialize in various jobs. Writing, art, and architecture also characterize a civilization. The Bronze Age. By 6600 BC, artisans in Europe and Asia had learned a key skill. They discovered that melting a certain rock at high temperatures would separate the metal copper from the rock. By 3000 BC, artisans had learned to mix copper with another metal, tin, to make a mixture called bronze. Ancient peoples may have discovered bronze making by accident. In nature, small amounts of tin are sometimes found with copper deposits. This discovery marked the beginning of the Bronze Age. The first people to refine copper with tin had discovered a valuable new metal. Because bronze is much harder than copper, it could be used to make items more durable or long-lasting. For example, bronze was used to make weapons, tools, helmets, and shields more durable. Trade and the spread of ideas. Traders took valuable items such as pottery, tools and weapons, baskets, cloth, and spices to faraway cities. They traded these items for food and goods that people at home wanted. By around 3500 BC, some civilizations had developed a simple but amazing invention, the wheel and axle. An axle is a rod on which a wheel turns. With the wheel and axle, trade goods could be loaded into carts and pushed through the city to market. More goods could be transported farther and more easily. Trade over water also developed. Merchant ships now carried goods across seas and rivers. With all this travel, people of many different cultures came into contact with one another. New tools and ideas from one society soon spread to other societies as people traded information along with goods. Social classes develop. Growing trade links brought new prosperity to the cities. Prosperity led to another major change in society, the development of social classes. A social class is a group of people having similar backgrounds, incomes, and ways of living. In the large cities, the king was the most powerful person. Next in importance were two classes of people. One class was made up of the priests of the city's religion. The other class was made up of nobles, who were government officials and military officers. Below them were the artisans, small traders, and merchants. Common workers and farmers were the lowest-ranked free members of society. Slaves, human beings owned as property by other people, formed a separate social class. Most slaves worked in cities, often as household servants and as laborers. Their status, or rank, was beneath that of free people. Reading check. What skills and practices were important in the growth and spread of early civilizations?